the 5RJM, the one I told Papa for answer to from Sydney to Halifax, 23.5 hours.
Roger, roger. I'd never be able to do that. Never in a million years. Oh, boy. Unless you knock me out. You'd have to knock me out there, Emil. Otherwise, I'd never make the trip there. That might be the safest thing, yeah. Take a pill or something and knock me out, and I'll sleep through all of it there. Maybe that's the only way I'd be able to make that trip there. Over.
Yeah, copy that. Well, I remember in the 80s I went to Toronto via rail, and it was a 24-hour trip, you know, by the time you gone through New Brunswick and then through Quebec and down to Toronto, I think it was almost a 24-hour trip.
Well, a few years ago, we were going to go on a trip here with VIA. And basically, they had a program going on that vets used to drive for free or ride for free, and same as employees. They used to, whoever was an employee of CN or whatever here, they used to get a free pass and go wherever they wanted to. So I've never really been on a train besides... you know, the agricultural ones I've been on, short lines, but nothing serious like going across the country in a rail car there, where you hear the clink 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 of the of the rails. But we thought it would be fun to go, you know, so we were looking at going. My God, the rates have changed. The policies have changed. It's unaffordable now. I think it was supposed to be like over $2,000 a ticket for us to go out west for a tour. You know, it's very scenic there in the mountains and so forth, BC and all that sort of thing. Of course, you got to hit the right. Train that takes you through the daylight hours. You don't want to go through these places at night. But yeah, it was like $2,200 or $2,300 a person. I couldn't believe it. And then that didn't cover your meals either, or something. Meals weren't even included in that. And I thought, geez, I can't afford that. And then, like you say, 2 days to get there. No, not for me. I changed my mind mighty fast there. Email back to you.
Yeah, we planned this out next summer. And I think Peggy was interested in... going through the Rockies there, I think it's a trail that takes up to Alaska or something like that, or to the northern mountains of the... And so that's on our bucket list. But anyway, I better get back to my Pecos, or I'm never going to get done here, Randy. Good chatting. Why not go up with Port of Montclair?
Like you disconnecting and reconnecting to 9300 fixed our issue there we were having earlier. Before you go, make a comment on that. Sounds like you copied every transmission. Over.
Yeah, that's affirmative. Solid copy. So, like I said, it was at my end. Okay. But the DMR and IRLP, DMR and the IRLP is still down. on 517-303. Anyway, they got the message. I'm sure they'll look after it. One echo, Papa portable clear, and I'll try to start up on my QRZ.
Yep, roger, roger. So, yeah, they probably didn't get it yet. Too early in the morning out west. But not James, maybe. He sees it and he's able to do something there, but I don't think he can on IRLP, but maybe I'm wrong. Anyways, it's all good. So thanks for connecting up to us this morning there, and we'll talk with you a little later on. Email VE1 Echo Papa VE5RJM. Just enjoying my first cup of coffee here. Oh, it's the best cup of the day. back to you.
Yeah, very good. I was just reading my notes there on my QRZ. I'm going to have to get an edit, someone to edit my work there, because sometimes I don't make a lot of sense. I'm not a good writer. Too many thoughts are spread all over the place. I'll have to get an edit writer, I think. Over.
Well, I don't think I'm the guy for that. That's for definitely sure. I'd love to help you out there, email, but I'm not good at writing at all there. So, yeah, sometimes I don't have the proper grammar either, so I can relate, if that's what you're talking about. Well, you're dealing with a lot of information too, so so you know you want to make people make sense of it all there, so yeah, you got to have some formity and so forth. But I know from what I've seen on your QRZ when I was there about a month ago, everything looked pretty good. So I think another station was helping you out there, but still, it was really good. It looked good. So I don't know. But anyhow, back to you for a final. We'll say 7-3, so let's get back to your Picos. VE1, Echo Papa, VE5RJM, 7-3.
Yeah, very good. I just found one here at 65,000 meters. Good God, is that 65 kilometers up? It has to be a high-altitude balloon. Neat stuff there. I don't know how to get up there without blowing up. 7-3, one echo, Papa, portable clear.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah, it's amazing tracking these balloons there, that's for sure. Keep up the great work there, as you do. E5RJM, we'll be monitoring. 7-3.